Tom Cotton blasts Code Pink lunatic interrupting hearing, they're funded by Communist China. By Hannah Knudsen on March 25, 2025. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, blasted a Code Pink protester who interrupted a hearing on Tuesday, pointing out that the organization is backed by Communist China. The protester interrupted the event on Tuesday, which featured Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard, FBI Director Kash Patel, and CIA Director John Ratcliffe testifying before the Senate Intelligence Committee. "The greatest threat to global security is Israel and the whole world knows it," the protester appeared to yell before shouting "Stop funding Israel!" repeatedly. Once the protester was removed, Sen. Cotton offered some valuable context. "So that protester was a Code Pink lunatic saying the greatest threat to world peace is funding Israel. I will observe, for the benefit of the audience here and on television, that Code Pink is funded by Communist China as well," he said, pausing to reprimand other potential protesters who became agitated. "If anyone else would like to join them, speak now, please, so we don't have any more disruptions," the senator said. "As I was saying, the fact that Communist China funds Code Pink, which interrupts a hearing like this about Israel, simply illustrates Director Gabbard's point that China, Russia, Iran, North Korea and other American adversaries are working in concert to a greater degree than they ever have before," Cotton concluded, asking FBI Director Kash Patel to continue in answering the original question posed prior to the disruption. "Indeed, reports have revealed that key radical left-wing organizations at the center of anti-Israel and anti-American protests in the U.S. have been linked to a network tied to the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, as Breitbart News has extensively detailed. This includes the Code Pink movement," Breitbart News reported. A major report from the network Contagion Research Institute, NCRI, published Monday, details how the Shut It Down for Palestine, SID4P, movement, which has connections to the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, through the Singham Network, uses protests and media campaigns to push anti-America and anti-Israel narratives and significantly contribute to social unrest. Prominent groups within the SID4P coalition, which emerged in late 2023, including the Answer Coalition, the People's Forum, and the International People's Assembly, are linked through financial, personal, and ideological ties to CCP associates Neville Roy Singham and his wife, Jody Evans, the report notes. Singham, a former consultant for Huawei, has been involved in CCP operations and has been investigated by the U.S., Canada, and India. He is known for funneling hundreds of millions of dollars into pro-China progressive advocacy through his network. His wife, Evans, a co-founder of the radical left-wing anti-war organization Code Pink and board member of the People's Forum, has been actively involved in anti-America and anti-Israel protests, it reveals.